This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to a very special episode. This is episode number 300 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I am your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And for our 300th episode, we just so happen to be joined by a very special guest, a patron, a guest on the live show, my best friend, my movie partner, Beckish. Say hello to everybody, Beckish.
Hello, my fellow patrons.
Have you ever been introduced in such a spectacular fashion?
Yeah.
Not a spectacular fashion as that. I have to thank you for it. I really am going to remember that for the rest of my life. 300th episode.
300th episode. And for this one, we are the action movie people, because we do have a lady on the show. So we're the action movie humans. we're the action movie guys featuring Beckish. And we're going to be covering a little movie from 2010. Now, this is continuing on with our heist films. So there's a movie called The Town. Of course, directed by Ben Affleck, his second movie that he directed after Gone Baby Gone. An incredible cast. We got Ben Affleck, we got John Hamm, Blake Lively, Rebecca Hall, Jeremy Renner. I mean, you got a lot of people in this movie, and we're going to be covering it. But before we do, you already know, I got to give you guys some Rotten Tomatoes scores. Alex, did you have financials for this one?
I can pull it up.
He's going to pull up the financials for this one, but let me go ahead and give you these numbers. You guys are going to be impressed, I think. They're pretty good. Let's start with the audience first. The audience, an 85%. So 85% of people who watch this movie said, go see it. Critic score, 92%. So we are talking about a top shelf film here. But are we? Because maybe we disagree. Maybe we agree. Alex, what do you think of those Rotten Tomato scores, having watched it?
I mean, if the critics is that high, like a 90, and then the audience is close to a 90, you know you're watching some serious shit. That's what you're watching. You're watching a great movie unfold.
Yeah. Beckish, would you agree with these scores without giving your scores or anything?
Yes, I would have to agree. Unlike other movies that I've seen on Rotten Tomatoes, this is definitely where it should
be. Other ones that have 90 and then they're garbage. Maybe not one of those. We don't know. Alex, what do we got as far as financials?
Well, my good friend, financially, this movie was budgeted at $37 million, which is freaking crazy.
Then it was a hit, whatever it made.
Well, worldwide, I'm a little shocked. $154 million.
That's pretty good.
I mean, it's great, but I thought it would be in the 300, maybe?
No, because you got to think. It's kind of a drama. It is a heist action drama, right? Okay. Like a crime drama. And also you had Ben Affleck, who, we got to remember, when this movie came out, his star was not what it would become. Remember, Ben Affleck was like a joke for a little bit there. Remember, like Paycheck, and he's doing all these movies. People were like, Ben Affleck.
He wasn't Batman.
Yeah, that guy's like a goober. And then he directed this, and then this, I think, relaunched him. So the box office is actually pretty good, especially because the budget was so low.
Yeah, and he wrote this movie, too. Writing credit for this movie. So he directed and wrote with two other people. So
this is one of his babies. I know it's adapted from a novel. Let's just go ahead and get right into it. Now, this is going to be an interesting one for lead character and villains, but I got an idea of where we're going to go. The lead character is, of course, Ben Affleck's character. I don't have the names pulled up. What's his name in this movie?
I'll pull it up. He is Doug McRae.
That's right, Doug. And I literally just watched this. Doug, he is our lead character, even though he is a bank robber. Alex, what did you think?
Oh, I loved him in the movie. See, so he's Boston. I don't see, my thing is so confusing with Ben Affleck, because I know, wasn't he, he's actually from Boston.
He's from Boston,
right? But he never, when you see him do like actual interviews, he doesn't have like that Boston accent. No. Like this movie, I felt like he was, I don't know, when it comes to this movie, I don't feel like that was natural Boston accent. Like he didn't sound like like if it was his natural language. You know what I mean? Like someone that is British, but they go American, you could tell the difference from that. This one, I don't know. I can't say that I don't know. It's just weird. I like the character. I like the heist character. I thought he was really good. He manipulated the chick and then he fell in love with the chick. And then he was a really nice guy. He didn't kill us. He didn't try to kill people at all. Like, Jeremy Ratner was the one that was like killing everybody. This dude was just straight raw dog. I don't know. I felt like I like the character. He reminded me a little bit of a character that would be in Heat, that type of world of Heat with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro. Like, I feel like he would have been in Robert De Niro's section with Val Kilmer. Like, I felt like that character was like that. Actually, his character also could be in Training Day. Like, it felt very, very raw for the film. Like, I liked it a lot. Yeah, I gave him a 5. I liked him a lot. I think he was, he is a great leading man. I know not many people like him, and it took a lot. But I liked him like Batman. I mean, yeah. Batman came 6 years later, and you can see why he won an Oscar for this movie, right? Or Argo.
No, Argo.
He
win?
No. This one he got nominated. Nominated
for Argo.
Yeah. Yeah, so
it was a travesty. It won Best Picture, but he didn't win Best Director. He wasn't nominated for Best Director. That was the whole controversy. Like, how can it win Best Picture and you didn't even the disrespect? They disrespect.
All right. Well, I give him a 5.
We give a 5 for Doug. Beckish, what did you think about Doug?
I like Doug. I feel like he would have invited me to his barbecue that we would have become good friends. No, he did really well. I think he emulated a lot of his character in Good Will Hunting. I feel like it was the same guy, just put in a different movie. I like his Boston accent, and I like how he just kind of is invested in the entire movie. So I give him a 5 because of his directing ability, the fact that he had so much to do with how this movie came out, and it just phenomenal. I think he did a great job.
Yeah, well, you know what? The train ain't going to stop here, because I gave him a 5 as well. I thought he was...
Yay!
Yeah, I thought he was great. You know, it's a character that feels like something you'd see in like a 70s film, like a 70s crime type movie. You know, that gritty, it just has that feel to it, even though it is modern. And you know why I gave him a 5 though? Because he has layers. Like you said, Alex, he is a bad guy. Technically, he robs banks, he does crimes, he probably did shoot some of them people. It's hard to tell at certain parts, but I'm sure he did. But he does want to get out. And they give him backstory, you know, the whole thing with his mother and how that affected him. His dad is in jail, how he was with the sister, but, you know, he doesn't. But that's his best friend. He's loyal, but he also wants to leave. And that is how you make an interesting, well-rounded character. And so I really enjoyed him. I do think his acting was really good in this. I don't love early Ben Affleck. Like, he was good in some stuff. He was always a little corny. I feel like this movie is where he turned the corner to become like a serious actor. Like, okay.
He had just broken up with J-Lo.
Maybe it was J-Lo was making him a nerd. And now
they're together now. He got sad
and he became a serious dramatic actor. Because after this, he had like a string of, you know, this, Batman, Gone Girl, like where he was putting in really good Argo, really good performances. So I gave him a 5. I think Doug is a very well-written, complex character who is bad, but doesn't want to be and wants to leave the life. And so, you know, I enjoyed it. Okay, now villain. So what I decided for the villains is the rest of the group. Because Jeremy Renner, his boys, they don't have some of those redeeming factors. So we'll go with them as the villains. Beckish, what did you think?
With them as the villains, I think the brother, his bestie, Jim. Yeah,
Jim.
Jeremy Renner. Eagle Eye. Even he was calm in some points, and he still terrified the crap out of me. Like, I don't want to cross this guy. He's like 2 feet shorter than Ben Affleck, but I'm still afraid of him, you know? Yeah. Like, he did a good job with being able to scare the crap out of me. And even the calm moment where they just went to beat up the guys in the apartment. He goes, "Hey, what'd you do to my brother? Yeah. Look at my face." It's like, I don't want to look at your face. But he did a really good job. 5 all the way.
5. All right, Alex.
Ben Affleck won for Best Director for Argo, Golden Globe.
Okay, he didn't even get nominated for the Oscar. That's why it was a travesty.
Yeah, that's horrible. But okay, in terms of the bad guys, I gave them a 5. Jeremy James, his name is James.
Yeah.
That's his character's name.
Like Coughlin or something.
Coughlin, yeah, some weird, anyway.
Irish.
I agree with Becklish. That scene in the apartment when he beats the crap out of them and he shoots the guy in the leg, he was a loose cannon. And I think he played that character very well. Because honestly, his family is what destroyed the entire film, because Blake Lively is the one that told the cops where they were going to be. Jeremy Renner, loose cannon, I think he was great. Everybody else in around the group didn't have much shine, because the main two characters of the film was really Ben Affleck and Jeremy Ratner's character. In terms of the group, it was them two talking much. The other guys was just like pawns. They were just there to be a group of four doing the heist movie. So like, I didn't go all crazy giving them all a score, because I think Jeremy Renner carried that entire group in terms of the villains. They could have went away scot-free, but he wanted to continue going. And then you had the Irish dudes in the pub, right? Like, those dudes was like, you know what? If you don't do what I want you to do, it's going to be some hell to pay. And I was just like, man, I hope he kills you. Because I was like, you deserve it. Like, so honestly, I gave him a 5.
Yeah, I forgot. Even if, especially if we factor in Fergie, because he's also a villain. He killed his mom. He turns out he's the one who got his mom committed suicide because of this guy. So he'd been there ruining his whole life, pulling the strings. Really, we could have put him as a villain. I still would have gave it. I also gave it a 5. I just think Jeremy Renner, it's so funny, Becca, you said something that it's true. And it's the thing of, like, I don't think of Jeremy Renner as an intimidating person, even like off camera or in other movies. He's always kind of nice and, you know, he could do action, but he was like scary in this movie, which means his performance was great. I love the scene right before they go beat him up when Ben Affleck's like, I need you to come with me. You can't ask me what we're doing. Yes. We're never going to talk about it again, and we're going to hurt some people. And he's like, whose car are we taking? I love it. It is such a good, like, just the dialogue. I was like, it's written so good, and I got hyped. I knew they were going to go bust these dudes up. Yeah, Jeremy Renner's great, and Ben Affleck, you know, Jeremy Renner was putting some pressure on him, like, you ain't leaving, bro. Like, you're never leaving. You are staying here. He's like, no, I'm leaving. He's like, no, you're not. And then they fight, and you could tell at the end he was ready to let him go, because remember, he's like, I'll see you later, and he's like, I'll see you when you come back, because he was like, I know you're leaving and whatever. And then the whole part of when he gets shot and Ben Affleck's right there, I thought it was all fantastic. I want to save some of that for storyline, but yeah, I gave him a 5. And Fergie, the freaking guy with the flowers, oh my god, Pete Postlewaite, that's the actor, he's great. It's a small role, but he is, it's like quiet scary in that movie, you know what I mean? So yeah, I give him a 5. I think, and if you want to count like the cop, the FBI character, I mean, the reason I didn't count them as anything is they're sort of background, they help, but they do help the story, but they're not like along. Main characters, so I didn't even factor them in really. So 5 across the board for both. All right, we're gonna get controversial here, I know it. Okay, action scenes. Alex, what did you think?
Oh, I was torn with this one. In terms of action, I was so torn because, yeah, you do have the Boston shootout at the stadium. Fenway. You do have the bank heist stuff. But then it's all talking. It's all story developing. After the bank heist in the beginning, it's all him meeting the girl in laundry. And then they go from there. And then they do the other stuff. So with that said, I'm going to go with my gut with this one. And I'm going to give it a 5. Because honestly, I think the shootout in Boston, I thought the shootout in Boston, and then the car chasing through that little narrow streets, which I was like, man, Ben Affleck, all I needed you to do is just stretch the camera a little bit back to give me more real estate to see what's going on, because it was too close. Well, you could tell because of the narrow streets, I guess they couldn't put the cameras in there much. Yeah, but yeah, it is tough to shoot. But if Mission Impossible could do it.
Unless they did like overheads or something like that.
Yeah, I think it could have worked. But other than that, I mean, not saying it was bad, but I think the car chase scene between that and then the shootout at Boston Red Sox Stadium, anyway. I was just like, holy crap. I'm like, and then Jeremy Ratner shooting the cops, you know, which this is my only beef, because I was going to lower it because of this one scene. John Hamm is behind him going, hey, James, right? Turn around. And I'm like, I was like, all right. He has a shotgun. So I was like, it is what it is. He turns around and he sprays like 50 bullets and he does not even hit him once. Yeah, I said, get the fuck out of here. I was like, and then he's crawling
chasing on the floor, car,
around the car. He could have hit him. I said, get. I was like, no. And I was like, I was about to deduct points because this is not even cool. Then when the truck decides to bust through the door, right? And my man has a shotgun. He pinpoint accurate shoots the damn thing from a distance and pops a tire. I was like, get the hell out of here.
But he missed so Jeremy Renner too.
Yeah, exactly. They were like, this close, he misses it. But a runaway van, he shoots it from like a distance of 100 feet and it blows a tire out. Say, dude, you're not selling me on that. But it is what
points.
It is.
Pretty good.
I know you're gonna give it a 4, but I'm gonna give it a 5. I'm gonna give it a 5 because I love the way, I think it sets up the movie great in terms of the shootouts.
All right, Beckish. Now you watched the extended cut, we found out later. Yes. So yours probably had even a little less action because I know it's like 30 extra minutes of story. Yes. So how did the action play for you?
So for me, I'm gonna give you my score and then I'll tell you why. I'm going with a 4. And the reason why is because I'm watching an action movie. movie. I want to see more of what's going to happen next. There are three stories going on at the same time, simultaneously. You have Ben Affleck with his boys, and he's got to, you know, meet these commitments, and he's got the mafia guy that, you're right, he had a simple role, but it was still impactful for the little bit that he did. You've got the love story with the girl going on, which I think she was just way too ditzy. Like, dude has a tattoo on the back of his neck. You know, these guys are coming out of nowhere now, and they sound just like they did in the bank. So that was, so I had to knock off points for that. And then he's got his personal life where he's trying to figure out what happened to his mom, and he's got his dad in jail. So all those stories being followed, good job keeping them all together, knitted together. Four for me, only because it wasn't a whole lot of action, because yeah, I guess I did see the extended cut.
That's true. Mm. Well, I gave it a four with the regular cut, but you already know why. I agree with Alex though. And you, this is a story driven movie. We can't, and there's no reason to, it's a story driven movie with action more than anything. Alex, this reminded me of Den of Thieves last week, which I also gave a four to. It's similar, right? Like, you got a lot of story. The heist scene is great. The first one is good, but, like, you know, you get a little shooting and then they drive away. The second heist scene with the nuns, when they're wearing the nun mask, that one's a little more fun. That's the one with the car chase and all that.
That was so good.
It was fun, you know, driving, but I agree. Some of the camera, you know, usually if a director doesn't do their own action, maybe the second unit guy does it. I don't know who the second unit guy was, but I agree. Some of the shots were, it wasn't the best car chase scene I've ever seen. It was pretty standard, but it was there. Yeah. At least it was diverse. And then you have the big one at the end. Now, I love the Fenway scene, but I agree with you, Alex. Like, the when Jeremy Renner turns around and shoots 47 bullets and doesn't hit him once, I was like, I don't remember that, like, individual scene. And I was like, how do you miss? How? Not only that, they're in the middle of the street, and he jumped like 10 feet behind a car. Didn't hit him once. So that was a little annoying. And the part where he's following him, there ain't no way that guy could crawl so fast. And you're walking, and you could run if you want.
You're spraying a machine gun at him. And he's still getting away from you.
And then the fact is that he's going on the same direction that he's crawling. I'm like, any robber is going to go the opposite way and shoot him. And he's dead. And Ben Affleck was crossing the street seeing him doing this. I was like, he could have just shot him in the leg from a distance with the pistol that he had. So
But the overall shootout there, I did like, because Jeremy Renner was like, he went out like a gangster. He wasn't giving up. He was like, all right, I'm going to put my guns down. He just got up and kept shooting. So I did like it.
He drank the soda from the floor?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he got shit on the ass.
Oh, yeah. It fell out of the garbage or something. Yeah.
He just starts drinking. He's thirsty. Okay. Yeah, I like that part. That's a little character thing. Like, that's good. Like, yeah, this guy probably thirsty. Yeah. And I do love the Fenway scene, though. I think that scene, like, the heist is so well executed, but it's not enough for me to give it a five. So I gave it a four, but I understand your score. Begish, I understand your score. All right. Storyline. You get to go
for me, the storyline, I'll give it a five, because again, you have so many things that are going on and you're tying them together so beautifully to be able to relate to these characters. Now you're rooting for the bad guy. You want him to win. You want him to kill the mafia guy. You want him to get out of this life, and you want him to get away with the money so that he can get the girl at the end. So for storyline, I'm definitely going to give it a five. Not too complicated, easy to follow, and I was sold. I was entertained thoroughly.
When it comes to storyline, so I was torn with this one. I was torn with the four and the five. And here's why, before I give my actual score. So the Blake Lively's character, which she was gorgeous in this movie, which I was like, dude, why didn't you go with this one over the other one? I don't get it, but I was like, it is what it is. But
she was a crackhead.
It's right. I mean, he had millions of dollars to get her off the crack. He could have got it off. But anyway, my thing was when John Hamm at the end was just like, I need you to help me, whatever. And she goes, oh, I heard whatever. And I was just like, but she didn't know what was going on. She didn't know the detail at all, like at all where it was going down. I'm like, so how did he know it was Fenway Park? That was my only problem with the movie, because these guys don't let no one know what is going to happen. And if it was coming from the Irishman, like this plan, how did Blake Lively's character knew that they were going to hit up Wrigley Field? Like that, I was like, wait, I was like, she didn't even give no detail at all. Whereas it was, she just said, oh, one more job and then he's out. And I was just like, okay, cool. And then all of a sudden you had thousands of cops surrounding the ballpark. I was like, who really got this information out? Because it could have been from her, because she didn't know shit. She was just
She could have, though, because I feel like they were all just a family. Like, they probably just talking, like, she could be walking by, they're not gonna stop,
they live in the same house.
It could have just been like, she could have just heard Fenway and know nothing else about it. So
I don't know, I mean, because the plan for the last thing was at the Irish pub when he whipped out all the maps and he said, this is where we're going to do it. This is where we're going to go. This is where we're going to do whatever. So, like, anyway, for me, that was just a little, but everything else, I thought it was really entertaining. Like, I really enjoyed it. I thought, I love the scene that he was just like, okay, I got the girl's ID. And he was just like, I'm going to go follow her and see whatever. And this dude was like, oh, hell no. He was just like, I can't have you killing somebody for no damn reason. But I like how they grew up with the relationship. And you kind of knew they were not going to have that at the end. There was no way that was going to happen. But I love that he left the money and she donated the money for his mom. I think it was the mom's name, right? The ice rink.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really, really cool. And I don't know. I thought as a whole package, I thought the movie was told very well. I thought it was very well. And I liked it a lot. I think it's top notch bank heist. Has to be top five for anybody when it comes to bank heist. So I gave it a 5 when it comes to that. So yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't torn. 5. I gave it a 5. I loved it. I love this movie. I think it's extremely well written. I think the characters are well written. I like all of them. Even John Hamm. Like, I like John Hamm in this movie. I think he's fun to watch. He adds a little bit of humor. You know what I mean? Because he's just like, he's the FBI guy who's trying to get him. I do remember one thing is in the extended scene, Beck, as you could confirm, the interrogation scenes are a little longer and there's like a little funny, right? When they're picked up at the jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like talking to the microphone. Mm-hmm. And I remember Ben Affleck does something like funny.
Yeah.
All of that's not in the regular cut. Mm. It's like much shorter. It's just the fat guy reading the
that
paper.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yes.
In the extended version, like Jeremy Renner has more part and Ben Affleck has more. So I remember that there's a little bit of humor, but I think this movie is very well paced. Yeah. It's 2 hours, but honestly, it flies by. Like, it moves along. The characters are good. Unlike the last movie we did, the love story here at least is interesting. You know what I mean? Like, that's a weird scenario. Like, you kidnapped this lady, took her to a beach, did all this stuff. You go to return her license. And then he has this guilt of, like, he sees her breaking down. And he's like, let's go get a drink. And then he just falls in love with her because sometimes that happens in life, you know? Like, you hang around somebody and then that can happen. So I just think it fires on all cylinders. All the characters are well written. The storyline is good. I agree, Alex. This is one of my favorite heist movies. I think it has a little bit of everything. It's got drama. It's got action. It's got a fun heist. And I think it's like a perfect storyline for this film. All right. Overall, Alex, what do you got?
A 5. I think this is a perfect heist movie. I mean, coming from Den and Thieves, and then this one, I think we hit 2 back-to-back gold mine. Because, I mean, we had Uncle Jerry in the town. I think it would have been a hit also. I mean, it would have been awesome.
What if Uncle Jerry was the FBI agent?
Oh, it would have been, dude, I would have been like an Oscar performance. He should have got it. My man Gerard Butler. I would have been all up in it. Uncle Jerry. Yeah. No, but I think the music was awesome because they cut off the music and it was so ambient noise everywhere. And the shootout, like, I like that. Like, the whole shootout in Fenway, it had no music. It was just straight gun firing. And I was like, I like that. When they just take away the music and you feel like you're there. The popping of, the surround sound of mine. So I heard all the popping from everywhere. Yeah, the popping of the guns. So I liked all that stuff. And then the music got up and all that. I thought the characters were all great. I liked them. And Jeremy Radner's character, I love, the scene is when he's having lunch with her and he came and sat down and that shit was so tense. I loved it.
For real.
That was mad tense.
You're bringing home work with you. You know, sometimes he brings his work home with him. That's what he says.
He's like, hey, so what do you do? She's like, oh, I work in the bank. The one guy that robbed? Yeah. He went, oh, really? Yeah.
How was that? That must have been pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just like, man, something. And I felt like the whole time I'm going, is he just going to shoot her in the face in front of everybody? Because, I mean, he looked like the type of actor. Right. I mean, the character, I thought he was just going to just wail off. But I love when he got up and he hugged him and held his tattoo.
He's
like, all right, catch you later. And then they had that brotherly argument in the I thought it was that scene right there. I was like, man, that is very tense. Because he did not know which way he was gonna go. Because the scene after that, he was just wailing when she hit the silent alarm and he beat the crap out of the old guy that created
the
Titanic.
From Alias.
I call him the guy who created the Titanic.
In the extended cut, they show him again. I think he's like blind or something from that. He's in the hospital. They go to the hospital to visit him, Ben Affleck and the girl. And turns out he's like blind in one eye. So it like affects. There's a lot. The extended cut's actually good. I wish they put it on the 4K. Because it adds even more layers to it.
No, that sucks. Yeah. I mean, but yeah, I give it a 5 overall.
Beckish, what do you got?
You know, I'll give it a 5. I was debating between the 4 and the 5. Alex sold me on it because it's true. You get to that very last scene where Jeremy is just on the street. He picks up a random soda from the street and you kind of feel his like exhaustion of, okay, this is my last call. The where they shot him, I mean, he got shot in the face and his jaw was all jacked up. I mean, it kind of just brought it all home for me. It was beautifully shot. So aside from like, you know, the ditziness of the girlfriend and like, there was just too many obvious moments for her not to know anything up until how late she found everything out. So aside from that, I'll still give it a 5. It was a great movie.
You know what? I agree with that. Now that you're saying it, I still like the love story, but her character's probably the weakest character. Now that I'm really thinking, she's kind of dumb. Like, there's a lot of moments where she could have put 2 and 2 together.
Maybe she was
the necklace, getting the necklace. Like, all these things are tying
in. And then she's so mad at him, never wants to talk to him again, but then still, like, helps him escape at the end. Like, my sunny days or whatever. It's like, oh, okay.
Sure?
So, yeah. Right. Even still, I give it a 5. I love this film. I think it is fantastic. I think I've always liked it. I remember I saw it at the theater, loved it. I don't rewatch movies that often, you know, because I have to watch so many. But every time I watch this movie, I really enjoy it. I have seen the extended cut. Watching this, I was remembering parts and I was like, where is that part? I had the opposite experience of Beckish, who had never seen it and was like, what is this? I don't remember it. I was like, where's that scene? And it's because I have seen the extended. So I think both versions are great. Now, just so you guys know, if you're listening at home, there is 3 versions of this movie. There is
3?
There's the theatrical, there is the director's cut, and then there's one called the extended cut. Now, the extended cut's only about 3 minutes longer, but it has a different ending, and it has the ending that's from the book. And all I'll say is totally different than the ending here. So I don't know if you're interested in it or if you've seen the director's cut, just look up the ending of the extended cut because the rest of the movie is pretty much the same.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but it has a different result for Ben Affleck's character.
Oh, so, he gets shot up?
He gets shot up. Yeah, he dies.
I kind of figured because I was like, the way... Guys,
I was going to ask, but I didn't want to spoil. And
Jeremy Renner beat up, come back and shoot him.
I kind of figured because the way they shot him in the bus suit going away, it looked like he got drove by and they shot him up or something.
Yeah, he's
like
wearing
that.
a work outfit. He comes out and they're like, hey, what's in your bag? And he's like, dude, I don't got no money, because he gave it to the girl and everything. But he stays in, he doesn't go to Florida, and they come back and shoot him. So that's how that one. And then he's like looking up at the sky and whatever. So a little bit more of a downer ending, but Life of Crime.
Yeah, still a good one. Life of Crime. Yeah.
All right. So what is your total? Total points, Alex?
Oh, mine's is a perfect 25 out of 25. I think this is a perfect heist movie. I'm not saying as an overall movie, is it perfect? I'm not saying it is, but I think as a heist movie, I think it's one of the perfect heist movies put together, shot and wrote and everything.
Fantastic. And Beckish, I think we got the same 24 out of a 25 again, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So a great film. I think we can all agree on that. If you haven't seen The Town, I know obviously here we talk some spoilers, but that's okay. Still worth your watch. Trust me, you will enjoy it. And it's definitely worth seeing. Next week, we got 2 more movies. We are moving along with The Planet of the Apes. It's only a 3-movie franchise. So we're going to be doing Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. And then, Alex, we wrap up our heist month with, we're going out west for this. We were in Boston for this one. We were in, where was Den of Thieves? California, right?
California.
Yeah. Now we're going out to like the deserts. I think it's in Texas or something. We're going for Hell or High Water.
I've never seen
that. Pine. No? Little Jeff Bridges?
Nope.
Like Jeff Bridges? He's made of whiskey. We're going to be doing a little Hell or High Water.
He's made of whiskey.
To wrap up our heist movie month. Beckish, thank you for coming. Fantastic job.
Yes.
Amazing.
It has been a dream come true. Huge fan.
All right, guys. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews every other Monday. Nate joined forces back with his friends every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Not every Monday, every other Monday when they decide to get together on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to our official website, www.geeksandflix.com. You guys can check out all 300 episodes there once they are all available. Merch will be coming soon, like I said, in November. I have a lot of new designs there for the t-shirts. And then Patreon. You guys can join the Patreon also,
please,
which is patreon.com/geeksandflix, which will give you access when you, all right, so I'll just do this quick. The $2 tier, for those of you out there, I think is the best deal. The $2 tier will give you access to all the Action Movie Guys podcast recordings a day early before it releases for you Action Movie Guys fans out there. And then you get to watch us behind the scenes if you guys want to. I'm going to put the $2 tier, the Action Movie Guys tier.
Yeah.
You guys can hang out with us behind the scenes and everything. So that's the $2 tier. And then everything else, we have 5, 7, and 10, and that's if you want more content with me and Nate.
Or if you just want to support us more and help our dreams come true, that it helps.
Yeah, pretty much. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Becklish, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You
gotta
do it again. Yes, you gotta do it again. Nate scheduled us for 2027.
Yeah, I got scheduled out all the way till the end of next year. Oh no, the end of 2025. So I'll have you take a look.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I'm the scheduler. All
right, buddy.
Yeah, you could do the and just pick like 10 movies. Once you go through the list, just go.
Bekish will be back. This one, when these come out and she becomes popular, she'll be back.
Stop.
Went, oh my God. I'll who's be that happy girl's to come voice?
Who's that lady? She knows her stuff.
You should add her.